There's growing anger over the role that McKinsey & Company, one of the world's biggest corporate consulting firms, played in boosting the sale of OxyContin and other highly addictive opioids. The company faces calls for a federal probe into work it did for Purdue Pharma and members of the Sackler family who own the company. Now McKinsey has offered a rare apology. NPR's addiction correspondent Brian Mann joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Ari.
Tell us more about the role that this consulting giant McKinsey played in the opioid epidemic. What did it do?
Yeah, so this is a company with deep ties to the corporate world, also does a lot of work for governments around the globe. And what internal documents made public last month show is that a team from McKinsey worked behind the scenes to help turbocharge, and that's the word McKinsey used, turbocharge the sale of Purdue Pharma's opioids. And this happened at a time when sales of OxyContin were declining, in large part because of public health concerns about addiction and overdoses killing tens of thousands of Americans. And McKinsey now says its decision to work with Purdue Pharma, quote, fell short of the company's ethical standards.
Let me ask you about something that's in one of these internal documents, which is really striking. It's a proposal by McKinsey to pay insurance companies whenever someone became addicted or overdosed on one of Purdue Pharma's opioids. What was the thinking there?
Yeah. What McKinsey's consultants proposed in 2017 was developing contracts with insurance companies that distributed or used Purdue Pharma's opioids. And under terms of the contract, if those companies kept paying for drugs like OxyContin, they would receive secret rebates of up to $14,000 every time a patient became addicted or overdosed on the medications. McKinsey predicted those payouts would happen hundreds of times a year, and this idea has drawn bipartisan anger and disgust. Here's New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy. He was speaking last week.
It's appalling if it's true. And this is about compensating, you know, somehow giving a rebate back. I mean, the notion of putting a price on somebody's life is so offensive, it's beyond the pale.
And Missouri's Republican Senator Josh Hawley also sent a letter to McKinsey last week describing the company's alleged behavior here as abhorrent. I should say, Ari, it appears this plan was never actually implemented, and McKinsey sent a statement to NPR today saying the proposed rebates were part of a good faith effort to make sure legitimate opioid patients could still get coverage for their medications.
On top of that, there are also concerns that McKinsey might have destroyed documents related to this issue. What do we know about that?
Yeah, an internal email sent by a senior McKinsey partner in 2018 acknowledges this growing legal pressure on Purdue Pharma. The email was sent to another McKinsey executive, and it references, and this is a quote, it references eliminating all our documents and emails. And in his letter, Senator Hawley from Missouri suggests that that act, if it occurred, could amount to obstruction of justice. Other lawmakers have called for a federal probe into this. McKinsey says they've started their own internal investigation into what they describe as the potential deletion of documents.
So it sounds like their apology is far from the end of this.
Absolutely. A House Oversight Committee, Ari, has scheduled a public hearing next week to examine Purdue Pharma's role in the opioid crisis. These McKinsey documents are expected to be part of that inquiry.
That is NPR's addiction correspondent, Brian Mann. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.